Aleph via the two dots in the white lines. The Mishnah said that Yehuda says that a woman, we can write her a ksuva of the correct amount, and she can write a shaver, she can write a receipt that she received half, even if it's not true. She's being moichel. Moichel, and she'll end up with only having a chiyuv of half a ksuva, and that's still acceptable. Meir said that he can't do that because now his chiyuv to her is less than the amount which Chazal instituted, and that's not acceptable. Right now, we're dealing with the situation of shaver. The Gemara says, "V'saver Behuda the question shaver." So, when you write a shaver, you're forcing. In the case where a person actually paid, so you're putting the burden of maintaining the shaver on the loiva, that he proves that he paid part of the chayv. But tanan, misha par mixes chayvoy. So Rabbi Yossi says the malva writes the loiva a receipt, and the loiva has to hold on to the receipt. So the malva keeps the shtar, which says the full amount, and he any day could pull out that shtar, and the loiva is protected by holding on to his receipt. Yehuda says you're putting a burden on the loiva. So what we do is we rewrite a shtar on the lesser amount, so the loiva is protected that the malva can't collect twice the amount that he paid. Let's say that the loan was $100, so we take that shtar away from the malva and we give the malva a new shtar. He paid 50, so he owes another 50. He gets a shtar of 50. So it means we don't put the burden on the loiva to hold on to the receipt. Okay. Here, we're putting this burden on the man, on the husband, to hold on to the receipts. Amar Birmiya, Kishashavrosa Mitaycha. The case over here was, since this was part of the original arrangement, we wrote into the document the ksuva, the shaver. So here, whenever the man will pull out, whenever the woman will pull out the ksuva, will be documented in the ksuba that the man already paid half. Okay. Abai Omer, fill the time of b'shein shavrosim mitoch. No, the case over here was not that we wrote the shaver in the ksuba. And then you're asking me, so how does this fit with the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't put the burden of holding the shaver on the one who paid. So the answer is Bishlam Ahosam Vale Pare. He really paid him. And Dilma Mirchus Tavarta, we're afraid that the loiva will lose his shaver. Umapagle the shtar, and the malva will pull out the shtar. Bahadur Gobi Zimna Achrina, and he'll collect a second time. So it's not fair to the loiva who paid that you have to put this burden on him. But over here, Hacha, Vada Yoivla, did he really give her anything? Milsa Baalma, he damerle. So he didn't pay his ksuva. She says that she's machal the ksuva, that she's willing to forgo part of the ksuva. Okay, so that's a favor that he received. So, if he's careful with the shaver, he's careful with the shaver. Vila Natre, if he wasn't careful with the shaver, he's not paying more than he owes. He's paying a full ksuba, not paying extra. Elamai what? He lost the benefit, the favor that she was moichel. So he would offset an option. That's his problem. So we're not going to have to put, so in this situation, it's not considered, improper to put the burden on the man to hold on to the shofar, whereas in the case where the loiva paid, even if it's just a minimal concern that the loiva will end up paying twice, that we have to protect the loiva by rerouting the shofar, but not over here. Versus Bishlam Abaya Lo Amar Kribi Yirmiya Lo Ketani Shavrasa Mitaycha. Abaya says it did not indicate in the Mishnah that the scenario was that this only works if we document the Shaver in the Ksufa. So that's why he said his Pshat. He didn't follow Rabbi Yirmiya's answer. El Rabbi Yirmiya, my time Lo Amar Kribi, Abaya's answer seems to be a very nice answer, that this is not the same as the case in Boa Basra. So why did Rabbi Yirmiya give that answer? So where it says, Rabbi Yirmiya holds, Gzera Shaver the Hacha, Alter Shaver the Alma. If we're going to get into the Shaver mode, that we put the burden of holding onto the Shaver onto the one who, onto the one who has the debt, we might mistakenly apply that to cases of a loan where there it's not right. Okay. Zuck Rashi, the third line from the top, Yachlif. So here it says, Yitr Shtar Acher, Kadei Chayv HaNishra, we write up a new shtar based on the remaining amount that is due. Vikra Harishan, we destroy the first shtar. Well, Yitzhak Shaver, we do not write a receipt. Lahara Kayach Aloiva, which is weakening the Loiva's position. Shitzarach Lishmer Shaver Minachbar. He has to be careful that nothing will happen to this receipt. Reversing Yitzhak Shaver. Well, Yachlif, and we don't take away from the Malva the shtar and give him a different shtar, because that's Lahara Kayach Malva Limchol Shibudo Mizman Arishan. We can't write the second document and put an early date on it, because that's a false statement. So by writing the document with the present date, so Rav Yossi says, that we have to write it with. So if you write it with the present date, so any properties which the loiva had sold between the date of the original shtar and the date of this payment and the new shtar, he's going to forfeit the ability to collect from those properties. So this points out that that's the Gemara's Habamina above Basra. What Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is, and we're actually does not remain with that explanation. We has a different explanation. So Tosis just points out, he doesn't seem to see that as a kasha. He just points out that Rashi's not going with Fila Maskana.
Was the idea there that they can just put those dates in the shomer? I mean, you can account for what that is, but just by writing it.
You can write in the shiver, and theoretically, you could force the loiva's hand to present the shofar, but you'd have to make a false claim to do that. The Malba comes back from he has now a shtar which says 50. Dated the later date. So he comes to the loiva, he says, I don't have anything. He says, well, you sold the property, I want to get the property. He says, oh, it's the wrong date. So who said the loiva will bring out the shofar? But what you could do is claim for 100, then it's forced to bring out the shofar. So you claim 100, but then you have to be willing to claim 100, even though that you know that you don't know the 100. He doesn't know you're the 100. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, "Kesher shavasa b'seicha, b'seicha ksuba atzma, in the ksuba itself, yichtoev ha-shofar." And you write, after the ksuba, you write quotes, "V'yamra b'fanenu, he's kabal tichetzya." So you write these words into the ksuba itself. The time of my Amar Rabbi Yehuda and Kesher Shaver, why do we, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't rely on Shaver Mishab Lo Yitzarech Loiva the Shomer? We don't want the Loiva to have to watch it Minach Borim from being damaged. by eating it by rodents. The Amerikov, if it gets destroyed, other high be story kulay. He'll collect the whole. If the shaver is destroyed, it's rotted literally. So, the malva will collect the full amount of the document. But since it's written in the ksuba itself, was written that she was meichel. Vayisat fil tema, the b'hai shaver that it was not written in the ksuba itself. The b'hai shaver loychai shav Yehuda lachborim, but of this shaver, the Yehuda is not worried about the achborim issue. Ki hasim like over there, the lo hasim if for pare, he truly paid. So we do not want the person to pay twice. Dilma mechulu. Did he really give her anything? No, it was just milsa ba'amah hidamra. So therefore, we don't mind putting the burden on the husband. Okay. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Time of the kasrula. So we see from the Mishnah. This whole process of the mechila of the woman only works if she died, if it's written in the shtar. But if she just says it, it doesn't work. Am I? Why doesn't it work? Really, it's a form. If you have a situation where you're going to relieve yourself from certain responsibilities which are normally expected by adding a condition. We want to know, is that a valid, can a person do that? If a person can do that, so then why can't she be meichel? Balpet, for example. So Rebbe Yehuda holds in a case where you're dealing with not with Isser, the mitzvah the person's mechuyav based on the Torah, but rather, darshan moment, financial obligations. The person's conditions will be effective, the Tanya. So the Torah says a man marries a woman, he has a chiyuv to her, he has three chiyuv to the woman, he has a chiyuv of sher ksus and oinu. So according to one understanding, share means mezonos, ksus is clothing, and oinu is conjugal relations. So Rabbi Meir says, "Reza mekudeshes tura batal." So loch is that the kedushin is valid, but the tanai you cannot go against the din of the Torah, and you cannot arrange a kedushin which doesn't have these three parts to it. Therefore, the whole tanai is batal. Rabbi Meir. Rehuda Omer, Zavishab Moments in Okayim. So the financial obligations of the share and the ksus, she can be meichel. Now she's been meichel at Balpet. There's no documentation over here. So even though he has on a deraisa level, he owes her a chiyuv of mezonos, a chiyuv of ksus of clothing. But just accepting the kedusha under those terms, i.e. being meichel, that it works. So you see that it's an eye, that financial obligation can be removed with a mechila balpeh. So why can't the mechila balpeh over here on the ksuba work? Okay. So the more answers, ksuba b'yehuda ksuba d'rabbanan. B'chamim asuchizik l'dirayim yoyisim mishal terah. That you're right, and it's much on the Raisa level. Mechila works. You don't need ksiva. Balpeh is also sufficient. But by the Rabbanon, because Chazal understood that people tend to take it less seriously, they actually made it stronger than the din of the Torah. The Mechila Bapel will not work. The only way it'll work is if a person does it b'ksiva. So more is going to challenge that answer.
Why do we do something on the long lines of Nishbara Chabila, that rebuttal part of the whole thing, there's no kedusha?
So that's a very good question. Tosis deals with that question. I actually want to look at part of the Tosis. Let's just see the Gemara first, though. The Gemara says, really? So you're telling me that when it comes to the Rabbanans, Chazal were more machmer, and they added that the mechila has to be done miksav, it can't be done balpeh. For the Marakash of Hare Peiris, that which the Baal gets, the Peiris of the Nixi Malug, is the Rabbanan. We don't find that the Chachamim made this special institution that you cannot do it balpeh. They left it on the Ikra Din that you can do it balpeh. Ditnan. Rehudar Melarlem Uechel Peire Peiris. Ashitullah Din of the Worm Ainly Bin Ixayach, Peiris Sayin, Adarlem. Okay. So the Gemara says over there, if a man would tell the woman that I don't have any rights in your property and in their payers, if he would say that, so the halacha would be that he, even though he doesn't get her property in the payers, but the payers he would still get. So the halacha is by Nitzi Malug. That's the property. Now produces something. If we take that and we sell it and we buy property with that, that's called peri peris. So he has a right in the peri peris until he says the language of I have no rights to make any claim in the property. Peris saying. So now it says the mission says he has to write it. But the Kaima law, the Gemara over there explains, my Kosev is Omer. That the Gemara explains that the Behuda did not require that you actually have to write it. Amir is sufficient. So we see that even though it's a Din Rabbanan, Chamim relied on the Ikir Din that Amir is enough. So Amar Abaya, Lekol Yesh Ksuba. Every woman has a ksuba. Not all women have the simulug. Therefore, milsa the shkicha of the berabbanon chizuk, milsa lo shkicha of the berabbanon chizuk. So, mikra din amira is enough for mechila. The punk by ksuba, which is that's the main halacha, which applies to all women, chachamim. Strengthen that you cannot get rid of that unless write it. The Morris says, okay. The Morris is going to challenge that. The Morris says, really? Harecha Morim, the Shchichi, Lobby Rabban Chizuk. What's the case of the Ditnan? We had this before. So one person walks in. There's two the people which are bringing produce to sell. They come into the city, and one person tells the people there that my items are not as good as my friends over here. for example, that mine hasn't dried out totally. It's very fresh grain. Whereas it's, so that might rot, it might not last so well, etc. Whereas the other person's, his stuff is dried out better. Or mine has not been meiser taken off of it. So any person's going to buy it, it's going to have to take off meiser. But the other fellow over here, his stuff has been mesukkah, so he's being made that the shumas and meisers have been removed. So Erech is never Misurin. And even more than that, he seems to be self-deprecating and saying the truth about the other person. Obviously, he's not lying. Comes in and ain't them on it. So we're afraid that the two of them have made a deal. So that on City A, I'll deprecate my property and say good about you. And I'll look very believable. If I'm willing to say my stuff is no good, his is better. I mean, that, obviously the guy's not lying. And City B, you'll do that for me. So even though Mikra didn't arise, we're going to say that we have to be concerned about this possibility. Even though it's a minimal possibility, it's not a vada, it's not even a roiv. And the whole thing is the din of that, we assume that the Amoritz wasn't master, it's a din rabbanon. Because Mina Raisa, Rebbe Amoratz, Imra master. So the chances are, roiv tells me that Mr. B's property, produce, has had Meister removed from it. And the fellow is saying that Mr. B's produce has had Meister removed from it. And the Raisa, he's believed. The Chum said, I'm sorry, we're going to say not believed. Because of this possibility that maybe they're making this arrangement. So they're strengthening their din d'rabbanan of demai in a very strong way. Comes Yehuda and says, no. Yehuda says, nemonim. So we should have argued that the din d'rabbanan, we give it a chizuk, and we say, in order to make sure that demai is taken care of properly and doesn't get undermined, we're not going to give them on this. We're going to make this possible concern of that they have this arrangement. And Yehuda didn't say that, so by their bonnets, he was saying, yeah, Yehuda did it. So, like, what's the problem? So you see, they weren't for their bonnets more than the Torah. So by answer, Rabbi, Avadi the Divraim of the Rabbanan Chizuk, Safat the Divraim of the Rabbanan Chizuk, Rabbi Amar B'Demai Hikilu. Rabbi says something which was a you're dealing with a Vada problem, Chomim, and the Chomim felt the need to be Misak, and they made it very strong. Ksuva, so much is that the whole thing itself is not a Vada, so they left it under the Ikra Din of the Torah. Rabbi says, D'Mai Hikilu, because over there there's a Roiv. It's not really even a suffix. Something which is a chomer was misaken because of a suffix, and it's a bona fide suffix. No, they were mechazik more than shaltera. That rule would still apply. But demai specifically is a unique situation because we know that the roif tells me that's not true. So the whole tekana was a very weak tekana. So they didn't put any extra burdens in it.
I don't understand the difference between Abai and Rava, in other words, Suffolk Divraham and Demai Hikilo.
A case where we don't, Chum do not have a bona fide, we don't have a real rove, so it's a real Suffolk, the Rabbana, it's a real Suffolk. So the Chum made some to kind of how to deal with the Suffolk, it's according to Abai. They would not do chizuk according to the Rabbah, they would do chizuk. It's only over here because by Tamai, we ourselves know that the reality there's no suffix.
But there is a suffix by Tamai.
No, Rabbi Amarat's a master man.
Okay, but it's still a suffix.
No, the point is it's a suffix which the Chum instituted. I mean, you could not write it on a suffix. The Chum made the whole problem. The Raisa, you'll be allowed to write a line row. So specifically by Demai, the Chumim, the whole thing was just like a extra chumrah, so they didn't make such a big concern about it. I would like to do this tesis, and we will leave Rashi for tomorrow. So I'll take a look at the tesis over here. Tesis, it's a long tesis. It starts the bottom tesis on something of Avam and Aleph. Okay. So tesis starts like this. So she made it tonight. They got married with a Tanai. I'm marrying you. The man is marrying the Kaddish woman with the condition. Okay. Shremer says they're married and the Tanai is bottled. Tosis says, Al Karcha ben Kafle the Tanai. Remeir Shita is that you need a Tanai Kafle. That's Remeir Shita. That Tanai, which is not, you don't say both sides, is not a valid Tanai. So the case has to be that he said both sides of the Tanai. So let's say, so how would he say it? The Omer law. And the rule is also that the Mor says that you need the Tanai Karam L'maisa. Whenever you say, whenever there's a Tanai, Tanai meaning the condition, Maisa being the status that you want to effect, you have to say the Tanai first. You have to say like this. You say the positive side first. And you have to say, Tanai has to be kafel. Tanai karam l'maisa and hain karam l'lav. So the hain over here is where you want the kedushin to be effective. That's the hain. So he says like this: imein lichalai sher ksusvayna harayat mekudeshes. If I have none of these responsibilities, I'm marrying you. Vim lav. If that's not so, which means I do have sher ksusvayna, al tibe kudeshes. I don't mean to marry you. I don't mean to marry you under those circumstances. So you say that both sides. If my Tanai is effective, I don't owe you A, B, C, I'm marrying you. And if my Tanai is not effective, I do owe you A, B, and C, I don't want to marry you. Right? Okay. Fine. Vitema. So skip down. So that has to be the case. So Tosis skip down a few lines. Okay. Vitema. Imkena mai hi mekudeshes. So I understand the Remeir holds you may not and you cannot create a kedushin which is not the kedushin of the Torah. The Torah defined marriage means responsibilities from the man to the woman. So a man who's married to a woman but doesn't have a chiyuv of shek susoyna, that's not the kedushin of the Torah. I understand that. I get that. So you cannot be married, like Yehuda says, and not have a chiyuv of sharing ksus. Fine. But why? But sharing ksus, right? But why are you married? But he clearly said, if I am responsible for A, B, and C, I don't want to marry you. He said it clearly. He said the other side. So he's saying, I don't want to marry you if A, B, and C, if I end up with A, B, and C. So fine, so you cannot create a new type of kedusha. You know, you can make a new type of kedusha. You can remove those things and you can have a marriage. It's not what the Torah envisions, the marriage with a man taking care of his wife. You made a new type of kedusha. Fine, so you can't do that. But then why should they be married? Why the mekudeshes to no bottle? Am I mekudeshes? Hare hisim afereshim yehayalov shekhsusvayno shenim mekudeshes. He said explicitly, I'm not marrying you under these circumstances, so why are they married? So that's Tosis Kash. Okay. Vaymari, so skip down to the first wide line. So Tosis says, let's go back a step. There's a whole sugya kedushin all the way of the lochas of tanoim, how tanai works. And Remeir says the reason why you need tanai kofel because you learned from tanai begad by Ruvain that the Torah made the arrangements. Moshe Rabbeinu made the arrangements with Bnei God by Ruvain that they should get Eber Hayarden. He said both sides. He says if you go at the forefront of the war, you get Eber Hayarden. If you don't, you don't get Eber Yarn. He said both sides. So we learn out, we see that the Tanai, the way the Torah presents the Tanai, it has to have both, you have to present both sides. But why do we learn from B'nai Gadol Meruven? Like, isn't Tanai illogical? I said, if A, B, and C is true, I don't want to marry you. I mean, Moshe says, you know, really, everybody, all of Klai Yisrael has rights in every single piece of Eretz Yisrael. And then we should make a girl and figure it out. You want to get to simply this, and that means everybody should, we should take away everybody else in Klai Yisrael's rights to this property, and should give it to you. You know, there's conditions to do that. What are you looking for? Isn't it logical? He said, "Very. Like, what's it all about? Why is Tanai like derived from Negodim Ruven?" Let me read. The love the Yofinim Tanai Negodim Ruven. Okay, if we would not have the Psukim which teach me that Tanai works, Havamina, we would have said, not Havamina, like I might have thought, but Havamina, we would have said, without the Psukim, we would have said the following, the Shum Tanai, and Mavatala Samaisa, Philo Yiskai, Besoif, Hamaisakai. Man says, well, I'm marrying you on the condition that you pay me $1,000. He gives her Kedushin. She doesn't pay $1,000. So what would the halacha be? He says, without the parsha of Negodim Ruven, he would be married. But she didn't pay the money. Who cares? When you do an act which the Torah says creates, effects a chalois, that's what happens. You happen to say some interesting words. So that's very nice. So it's equivalent of saying, I don't want to marry you. But I don't want to marry you. But you're married. Right? You married her. But you said all these fascinating words. That's beautiful. But the Torah did not give. I don't care what you're thinking and what you want and what you desire or what you plan. I don't care what you said. But you married her. That's how the Torah is. If a man's mekadesh a woman, she's married. If I make a debt to you, if I make a chiyuv to you, I made a chiyuv to you. Yeah, but I said only these conditions. I don't care what you said. You did it. You did a maisa. You did a kenyan. So it means Tosfos is being mekadesh us that the parsha of Tanai is not a logical thing. It's what, we need a special pasuk of the Torah. When the Torah says that certain actions create certain results, that's it. It's a fact. So a man does an action which is a fact, but he makes tanoim in it. Well, that's ridiculous. Again, he goes over to the person and says, you know, he pulls up the knife and says, if it rains tomorrow, I'm killing you. If not, I'm not killing you. And then he stabs him. He's dead. But he made it tanoim. You know, it's a fact. Tosfos is saying, my Seyat Torah are facts. Kinyanim are facts. And I have no right to say, well, I make conditions on it. Fascinating idea in Tosfos. Tosfos says, okay, so we need a parsha of Tanoim. So part of the parsha of Tanoim is if you make a Tanoim which goes against the words of the Torah, it doesn't work. So what are you left with? You did a Maizik Kedushin, screaming, you don't want it. Okay. So it don't happen, you're married. That's how we're married. So Tosfos is saying a very important Yisod understanding of Tanoim. We think Tanoim is a logical thing. Tosfos says it's bad, it's not logical at all. Very important, Tosfos. Okay.